This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. A couple of weeks ago, I brought up an interesting Facebook post that my friend, the music critic Tim Page, had put up about really good classic pieces of music that he just didn't need to hear anymore because they've been played too much. Songs such as this, which is the first one I got tired of 25, 30 years ago. Pachelbel's Canon in D. This notion that even great songs need to be heard a little more sparingly touched a chord, if you will. We got hundreds of comments nominating hundreds of songs. So we've put together our Studio 360 Do Not Playlist. Lisa Matlock from Homer, Alaska says that like everyone, she loves Bruce Springsteen and Born in the USA, but it's been overplayed in all the wrong places, such as at sporting events and 4th of July celebrations. I remember when Ronald Reagan wanted to use it as a campaign theme song, which is weird, as Lisa points out, considering that it ends like this. Of you nominated not Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, but all the cover versions it spawned.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you
don't really care for music, do you?
Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah.
A listener named Liz writes, it always starts out the same, sung softly, respectfully, and then builds to ludicrous heights of emotionality, as if the person is delivering the most important song in the world.
I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah.
And my Studio 360 colleagues have a few Do Not Play picks of their own. Our Alana Harper says this bass line from the Commodore's Brick House is one of the best hooks in funk music, which is maybe why the song has enjoyed such an afterlife in ironic blaxploitation-y videos. And this whole exercise raises an interesting question about exactly when a great song starts to turn bad. Now that we've got so many familiar song-heavy movie soundtracks, maybe we reach the oversaturation point more quickly. So we end our list with Adele, who's great, but what if we just put her hits away for a while and then enjoy them years from now, like fine wine? What do you think? Let us know at studio360.org.